Ed Sheeran last night at Croke Park. One guy on a guitar, and he's going to do it again tonight too. We had Peter Aiken here last week who put the concert on, and he was saying it's amazing. You know, one guy, a guitar, and that's it really. Okay, he brings on a guest. He brought on Codeline last night, and it was Elton John in London and that. But basically, it's just him and a guitar and a red beard and a red head. Fantastic, really. 160,000 people. And as Peter said last week, if they could have done a third gig, but didn't what do you call them? The script have their, they had, the, you can only do three gigs at Croke Park. So the script had theirs, and so they could only do two. But he could have done three gigs of Ed Sheeran, no problem. Now, Chris, were you there?
Dave, how's it going?
It's going well. Were you there last night, yeah?
I was indeed, yeah. One man and a guitar and a ginger beard.
One man, guitar and a ginger beard. Right, Chris Wasser, tell us, how was the gig at Croke Park last night with Ed Sheeran?
Yeah, look, I think the boy done good. I was kind of going into it, I haven't seen him before in the Tree Arena and, you know, other festival surroundings, and thinking, okay, how is this one man? You know, because it is a glorified busking session almost. And you're thinking, how is he going to command an audience of 85,000 people at Croke Park? But no, he did really, really well. He reminds us straight off the bat that, you know, he did this gig recently where, you know, he's got this loop station at his feet, and he said that people in Canada asked for their money back. Apparently, he had a gig a couple of weeks back, you know, because they said that Ed Sheeran was using this backing track. But he's not. He's just doing everything live over the course of 2 hours, you know, with all these pedals at his feet. And it's pretty good considering that, you know, look, he's almost a dwarf under that massive stage. Did you see the gig at all yourself?
Me? The gig? No, I was at the National Concert Hall with the RT Symphony Orchestra presenting movie classics.
That's a very different night, Dave.
I'll tell you, look, I mean, Ed Sheeran seems to be the nicest guy, and I wish him the best of luck. I don't get it myself, but there you go. Now, the thing about it is that, like, he plays the songs that are his own songs. And one thing that you're saying there, which I'm really very glad to hear, like, he doesn't, it is, like, for instance, Kanye West a few weeks ago at the, Glastonbury.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, Kanye West came out, he had a backing vocal track going on just in case his own live vocal didn't work. And he pressed play for every other piece of music he had, except for the little bit he did with kind of the, with what do you call him, Bon Iver. But anyway, the point about it is that, like, you know, nobody seemed to care because Kanye West fans love him doing that or whatever. But you're telling me that Ed Sheeran did the real deal, the whole live thing, just effects, pedals, and that, and it was brilliant.
Absolutely, yeah. If nothing else, it's a wonderful exercise in multitasking. I mean, people like Kanye, that's just lazy, you know, pushing buttons throughout. But he just has a few acoustic guitars. He just has a pedal at his feet. And, you know, he is effectively his own bass player, his own drummer, his own choir. And you'd think that with something like that, he's going to be staring at his feet the whole night. And yet he's always kind of jumping around the place, setting up a storm, and running through 2 hours worth of material, which is an achievement in itself because he's only got two albums.
That's the thing. It's weird.
Yeah, to be at this stage where you are playing football stadiums after just two albums, that's you know, it is remarkable. But, you know, he's also quite cool. He comes out and he goes through the usual lines of saying, you know, this is my favourite place to play in the world. But, you know, not many performers can get away with a line like that now because, you know, you've got Twitter and everyone's recording gigs. But you do get a sense that this is his second home.
Oh, and, yeah.
You know, we're going to play by the whole granny rule.
Did he do cover versions? He does a Stevie Wonder song, doesn't he?
He did. He kind of segues, you know, his heroes into the set. He does, you know, Nina Simone's Feeling Good, Stevie Wonder's Superstition. There's Bill Withers in there as well. But, you know, given the fact that he is in Croke Park, he decided, right, okay, I'm going to play On Raglan Road. So, you know, especially with the younger fans there, you know, he's both educating and entertaining them. And he also did The Parting Glass. But at one stage during the gig, because I know he did a press conference yesterday in Dublin and people were asking him, who's going to be the special guest this weekend? Is it going to be Bono? Is it going to be U2? But nobody asked about Codeline. And when Ed Sheeran said that he heard this next song by an Irish band that, you know, this huge smash hit singer from a couple of years ago made him cry, you're thinking straight away, it's Codeline. They're going to come out. They're going to do All at Once. And that's what they did.
And was it fantastic?
It was. It's quite weird that Codeline needed Ed Sheeran to make that song sound positively epic in a football stadium. And you're kind of looking at Codeline thinking as well, there's next year's Croke Park.
Okay, but you see, like, you're feeling the love. He's just got some. Like, I mean, I've seen him. I think I've only seen Ed Sheeran once. In fact, bizarrely, it was at the Olympia. And I was doing a thing. I was doing a live thing for 2FM because it was from. It was what do you call it? The Arthur's Day. Yeah, it was on Arthur's Day.
Yeah,
thing.
He did that a few years back. Yeah.
Yeah, he did a few years back, and I must say, like, I mean, the crowd absolutely loved him. I knew nothing about him at the time. That was about 3 years ago. I don't know. Maybe he didn't even have an album. I have no idea. But he was great for what he was doing. But I don't necessarily get the whole thing myself. So you can't explain it to me in 10 seconds. No.
I think, you know, like when you do think of a singer-songwriter like Ed Sheeran, if you were to just listen to one of his songs, one of his ballads, say, you're thinking, right, okay, here's another, you know, soppy, loved-up balladeer. You know, he's just going to play a gig for 2 hours and he's just going to be staring at his feet. And I find that what most critics who give out about Ed Sheeran, they've never seen him live. And that's where he seals the deal. That's where you find that, you know, he kind of covers all genres and that, you know, he's for about 20 minutes last night, you know, he was this amazing hip-hop performer. And he's not like, you know, a James Blunt type character, which so many people write him off to be. Like, he's just an excellent musician, fantastic multitasker, and just, you know, for one man in a football stadium, like, no other performer could have done that. You know, you too could have played in Croke Park. If Garth Brooks had ever, you know, played in Croke Park, they wouldn't have been able to do what Ed Sheeran did last night.
Okay, well then just tell us about, like, last week, as I say, we had Peter Aiken on the programme, and he told us, like, just that the show that Garth Brooks was going to put on was probably the biggest show the whole world has ever seen, and it was going to fit perfectly into Croke Park, etc. So last night, are we talking, I know we're talking one man on the guitar and just a few effects pedals or whatever, but is there a massive production in any way around it, even without, like, I mean, like, effective, look, using that phrase, Eamon Sweeney in the Independent today, the massive production dwarfs Sheeran, but there are no fancy bells or whistles. I presume there was screens, were there?
Yeah, I mean, at one stage, like, Croke Park does light up like a Christmas tree. It's a huge production, and he's standing right at the bottom of this, you know. So you've got gigantic screens, and it utilizes it very well on one number, Fire, because Ed Sheeran did this song, Fire, for the Hobbit movie a few years back. So at one stage, you know, you've got a dragon going across 5 or 6 screens, and that's quite effective. And if you're just going to be the type of person that watches the screen all the time, which is, you know, very hard not to do when you're sitting at the other end of the stadium, you know, there's wonderful things going on with Ed's appearance on stage. Like, you know, he's on fire at one stage, or he's kind of floating about, or there's artwork being created throughout. But there is something to look at. You know, there are a few bells and whistles, but, you know, it's not everything that is happening actually on the stage. It's just one man with a couple of microphones.
And,
you know,
I presume the crowd know every song from the two albums, yeah?
Oh, they do, yeah. There is a thing, you know, I did kind of notice that, you know, when Ed Sheeran was doing Superstition or Feeling Good, or even Ain't No Sunshine, you know, there are a few heads in the crowd, some of the younger fans especially, that didn't know maybe on Raglan Road either, or The Parting Glass, but no, they're fairly tuned in, you know, and in sync when it comes to...
Well, I'll tell you, I'm just looking out the window here now, the little bit of window I can see, and I've just been over for a cup of coffee, and I'll tell you something. The weather is fantastic in Dublin, so that's tonight's gig sewn up here.
I presume it didn't rain last night, did it?
Oh yeah, sorry, is this obligatory? He has to have a special guest, does he?
I don't know. Well, he did say last night, last night's gig was only the fourth time that he's played in a football stadium, because he did Wembley 3 times. He said he was nervous before that, but he always thought that when he gets Wembley out of the way, Croke Park will be the fun gig. So, you know, people were thinking, okay, if he brings on Elton at Wembley, who's he going to have at Croker? He's had Codeline last night. That's the surprise gone there. So people are going to be heading along tonight either thinking, oh, we're definitely going to see Codeline, or who else is he going to get? And probably should have looked to have seen what other major Irish superstars are on tour, or who's in the country at the minute. But I'd be surprised if we brought on Codeline again. I'd love to see who else he's going to have.
All right, well, as it says, I'll give you this one here, which is in the Examiner. It says, wearing his trademark check shirt, runners, and a slightly more straggly beard, he took to the stage with an explosion of colour behind him. My name is Ed, and you have to sing along and dance along and clap along, he encouraged. He didn't need to, as every lyric was sung right back to him, or at him, in fact. All right, well, listen, Chris, you're not going again tonight, are you?
I'm not, no. I mean, I'm probably a little Ed Sheeran out of it. And that's another thing, you know, I totally agree with in that line there, that he is an unlikely pop star. You know, he's the most talked about man in pop, and yet he's this guy with a bed head and a chest shirt and runners on him. You know,
I can't believe you missed the Symphony Orchestra at the concert hall. All right, good luck, Chris. Take it easy.
Okay.
Thanks. All right, bye. Take it easy. All right.